This is Fresh Air. Among the most attention-grabbing titles at this year's Sundance Film Festival were Sorry to Bother You, a dystopian satire directed by the hip-hop artist Boots Riley, and Blindspotting, a gritty comedy drama about a recent parolee trying to get his life together. Both films are set in Oakland, California, and both are now playing in theaters. Film critic Justin Chang has this review.
The city of Oakland, California, is experiencing something of a renaissance moment in the movies. You could trace it back to 2013, when the Oakland-born director Ryan Coogler made Fruitvale Station, his ripped-from-the-headlines drama about the fatal police shooting of Oscar Grant III. Coogler would further explore issues of race and violence in his Marvel blockbuster Black Panther, holding up his hometown as a shattered mirror image to the fantastical African utopia of Wakanda. The Oakland Renaissance continues this summer with Blindspotting and Sorry to Bother You, two inventive, genre-busting independent features, each one about a young black man on a strange and harrowing quest for survival. In Blindspotting, directed by the Mexican-American filmmaker Carlos Lopez Estrada, that man is Colin, an Oakland native who recently served time for an assault conviction. As played by the actor and rapper David Diggs from the Broadway smash Hamilton, Colin is mild-mannered and cautious. He has only 3 days of probation left, and he's trying his best to improve his life and walk the straight and narrow. It would probably help if Colin didn't spend so much time with his best friend Miles, a reckless, gun-toting white dude played with raucous energy by Rafael Casal. As it happens, Diggs and Casal were also longtime friends before they became creative collaborators, and Blindspotting, which they wrote as well as starred in, is very much their brainchild. The movie at times plays like a buddy comedy, in a world that's more complicated, racially, politically, and economically, than most buddy comedies allow for. Some of the funniest jokes are about Oakland's creeping gentrification in the wake of the Bay Area tech boom. Miles can't forgive his favorite greasy burger joint for suddenly being overrun with vegan-friendly options. The real Oakland seems to be vanishing before their eyes. But Miles' own authenticity comes under question. He may wear a mouth grill and love hip-hop, but as a white man, he will never live in fear the way Colin does. Blindspotting builds to a surreal moment of confrontation for Colin, a third-act twist that abandons plausibility and realism for an explosion of hip-hop poetry. It doesn't entirely work, but you admire the impulse behind it anyway, an attempt to express an anger too deep to be contained by a three-act narrative. The surrealism is even more pronounced, and more fully sustained, in Sorry to Bother You, an outrageously entertaining dystopian satire that marks the filmmaking debut of the rapper and progressive activist Boots Riley. Lakeith Stanfield gives a superb performance as Cassius Green, an Oakland stoner who lands a job as a telemarketer. He spends his days hawking encyclopedias over the phone, always sticking to a script that begins with the words, "Sorry to bother you." His sales are slow, at least until he gets a tip from his older coworker Langston, played by Danny Glover.
"Hey, young blood, let me give you a tip. Use your white voice."
"Man, I ain't got no white voice."
"Oh, come on, you know what I mean. You have a white voice in there, you can use it. It's like when you're pulled over by the police."
"Oh, no, I just use my regular voice when that happens. I just say, back the up off the car and don't nobody get
hurt." "All right, man, I'm just trying to give you some game. You want to make some money here? Then read the script with a white voice."
"Well, people say I talk with a white voice anyway, so why ain't it helping me out?"
"Well, you don't talk white enough. I'm not talking about Will Smith's wife. I'm talking about the real deal. Like this young blood."
"Hey, Mr. Kramer. This is Langston from Regal View. I didn't catch you at the wrong time, did I?"
Using his white voice, Cassius begins his meteoric ascent up the corporate ladder. But the success of his code switching comes at a very high price. He parts ways with his lowly former coworkers in telemarketing when they go on strike. He's dumped by his performance artist girlfriend, played by a terrific Tessa Thompson, who is disgusted with him for selling out. Soon Cassius is trying to impress a Silicon Valley tech bro CEO, played to slimy perfection by Armie Hammer, whose company turns out to be more corrupt than anyone could have imagined. The screwball dystopia of Sorry to Bother You just keeps getting crazier and crazier. It's like a hybrid of Spike Lee's rage and Spike Jonze's whimsy. stylish nods to blaxploitation and Motown rest side by side with scenes of violent mass protest. Eventually, the movie takes a science fiction twist that must be seen to be believed, and even then, maybe not. But even Reilly's most wildly unhinged developments turn out to be rooted in a surprisingly coherent theory about what happens when race, class, and money clash in a broken and unequal society, whether you call it Oakland or America.
Justin Chang is a film critic for the LA Times. On Monday's show, writer and critic Michael Arsenault talks with Terry about growing up in Houston, black, Catholic, and gay, and learning not to suppress who he was.
Why would I do that? Like, what sense does that make to me?
His new memoir is I Can't Date Jesus: Love, Sex, Family, Race, and Other Reasons I've Put My Faith in Beyonce. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer today is Adam Stanishevsky, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hertzfeld. Our associate producer for digital media is Molly C.B. Nesper. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm David Biancuni.